Jeanette Garrity. She's Chief Economist, Managing Director, Principal, Robertson Stephens Wealth Management. Jeanette, so happy you could join us. I mean, there's so much to jump in on, but we have to start with oil. This, you know, at one point, a 31% drop. Oil's back up to about $33.16 a barrel. So it's still over a, you know, pretty much a 20% drop. How does this, you're the chief economist, how does this affect economies? You can say it helps, oh, lower gas prices, people spend money. On the other hand, this is something that is certainly going to be unnerving further equity investors who've been selling their stocks and rushing to bonds. What does it mean?
Well, that analysis just made my life pretty easy. You nailed it. I think it is a positive for a lot of consumers. Consumer spending is a very important part of this economy, especially now as we're wondering where does economic growth go because of the coronavirus fears. But it is a major problem for the oil industry. It's very interesting. Saudi Arabia has always had a long-term strategy of keeping prices at a level that will ensure that the oil that they have in the ground will be valuable to them for a long time to come. So in some respects, this is not entirely surprising. But it's hard to say with so much else going on right now, how this plays into the economic numbers for the first and second quarter. But I think for equity markets that are unnerved by the amount of uncertainty, this is just another shoe that's dropped.
Let's get back to our conversation with Jeanette Garrity, Chief Economist and Managing Director at Robertson Stephens Wealth Management. I guess you start somewhere around concern, then you move to worry, then it goes to fear, and maybe we're in the panic. Yeah, maybe kind of hysteria or panic. But the question about credit markets and the degree to which, you know, high yield is exposed here, obviously, because of the route that we're seeing in crude oil, high yield, particularly as it relates to energy. Do you fear kind of a collateral impact of something like that? Maybe where spreads blow out so wide and we get maybe the risk of some defaults that could have a knock-on effect?
Well, I'm trying not to fear that. We'll put it that way. Until Friday, the credit markets were really pretty orderly. And I think this week is going to tell us a lot about what we really have to worry about there that of substance. Central bankers, I firmly believe, are going to keep their eye on liquidity issues. And fiscal spending, governments should be keeping their eye on what they can do to keep growth going. And the combination of the two can probably bring everything back down to earth. But we're going to have to watch very carefully and see how this falls out.
Well, who do you expect to step in if there are liquidity issues, and what tools will they use? I mean, the Federal Reserve can cut rates more. I don't know if the repo market would come in here. They were talking about kind of tapering down the repo operations. They still have scope to keep those going, you know, fully.
Right.
And of course, there's the financial regulators. There's the FDIC. There's the OCC. There's a comptroller of the currency. They have a lot of control over what they can allow banks to do or not do.
Right, exactly. And in some respects, I think that there were a lot of lessons learned in 2008 and 2009, very different situation than what we're talking about here, but that, you know, speed is of the essence. Getting ahead of the issues is very important. One thing that is quite a bit different here than 2008 and 2009 was back then, there were all sorts of debates about moral hazard issues. You know, are we doing something extreme here, extraordinary, just to bail out people's bad decisions? That's not the situation that we're looking at right now. So I think they will be vigilant. They have a lot of tools in their kit. I do think it's very important that maintaining economic growth, which has certainly taken a hit here now towards the end of the first quarter, but I don't think we're in a recession as yet. And much will be determined by what governments do in mitigating the downdrafts that have been created in certain key industries. So there's some spending that is just now starting to come at the U.S. economy that will come to other economies, and that will be very important to keep the growth going, which will keep oil demand going, and so on and so forth.
I'm wondering last week whether or not the government would consider doing some kind of special lending facility for the airline industry, and that was before oil blew up. Now we may need something for some of the energy producers.
Yeah, the one entity in the world that has actually announced something like that, although they're a little bit short on specifics, but the Israeli government has indicated that they would be willing to extend a very large credit line to El Al. So it's an example that just came out over the weekend. News is moving very fast over there. But that's an example of the sort of thing that we may be likely to see in a number of markets.
Jeanette, in 6 months, where do you think the economy is going to be, the stock market?
Oh, geez.
We've got about 20 seconds.
Such easy questions. I think we will be growing. I think we will be... In the United States, a 2% economy, world economy, 2% growth, but it will be key that we get through the next 4 months without too much structural damage to the economic institutions.
Wow. Well, there's so many moving pieces now. Jeanette Garrity, thank you so very much. But 2% on the economy would not be bad at all. She's Chief Economist and Managing Director, Principal, Robertson Stevens Wealth Management. This is Bloomberg.